as we gather in this place, bring to our hurried and restless spirits a sense of calm. Enable us, O God, to be open to your truth today and be guided by your Holy Spirit as we prepare our hearts to listen to you. We also ask that the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, cleanse us from all our wrongdoings, so that the word of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. All this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please turn your Bible to 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 16 to 33.
今天的经文取自哥林多后书第11章16到33节
2 Corinthians chapter 11, 16 to 33. For the Chinese text, you may refer it on the screen. 2 repeat, let no one take me for a fool. But if you do, then receive me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting. In this self-confident boasting, I am not talking as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. You gladly put up with fools, since you are so wise. In fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you, or exploits you, or takes advantage of you, or pushes himself forward, or slaps you in your face. To my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that. What anyone else dares to boast about, I am speaking as a fool. I also dare to boast about. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they Abraham's descendants? So am I. Are they servants of Christ? I am out of mind to talk like this. I am more. I have worked much harder, been imprisoned more frequently, been flogged more severely, and been exposed to death again and again. 5 times I received from the Jews the 40 lashes minus one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked and spent a night and day in the open sea. I have been constantly on the move. I have been in danger from rivers, in danger from bandits, in danger from my own countrymen, in danger from Gentiles, in danger in the city, in danger in the country, in danger at sea, and in danger from false brothers. I have labored and toiled and have often gone without sleep. I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food. I have been cold and naked. Besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches. Who is weak, and I do not feel weak? Who is led into sin, and I do not inwardly burn? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is to be praised forever, knows that I am not lying. In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had a city of the Damascenes guarded in order to arrest me. But I was lowered in the basket from a window in the wall and slipped through his hands. During the early days of the Salvation Army, its founder, General William Booth, and his associates were bitterly attacked in the press.
这个创办人 William Booth 和他的伙伴呢，被他这个报馆常常攻击。
They were constantly attacked by religious leaders as well as government officials.
他是被这些属灵还有这个政治领袖攻击。
Whenever his son Branwell showed Booth a newspaper attack,
当他的儿子 Branwell 把这个报纸上的攻击拿给 Booth 看的时候,
the general would apply. I will reply.
这位将军就回答,
Son, 50 years later, it will matter very little indeed how these people treated us.
50年后呢，这些东西并不会很在乎什么。
But 50 years later, it will matter a great deal how we dealt with the work of God.
可是50年后我们所做的东西呢，在神面前却是很重要的。
So brothers and sisters, this was exactly what Paul was facing long time ago in his ministry.
弟兄姐妹，这就是保罗在他当时候在哥林多教会所遇到的。
We have been telling you many times that one of the reasons for Paul to write the Second Corinthians was to defend his authenticity as the apostle of Christ.
我们说了很多次，保罗写这个林多后书的其中一个原因，就是要告诉你他要辩护自己的这个使徒的身份。
It was because the Corinthian congregation had been infiltrated by a group of false teachers who made strong personal attacks against Paul.
因为呢，当时候的哥林多教会有一群的假教师侵入，来向这个保罗做人身攻击。
They challenged his status as the apostle of Jesus Christ.
他们挑战他这个使徒的身份。
So Paul need to vigorously defend himself against these attacks.
所以他要辩护自己。
But Paul's compelling defense was not so much due to the concern that his reputation was at stake.
可是保罗为了要自己辩护呢，并不是因为他这个荣誉受损了。
He's more concerned that these four teachers, they are the major threat that would destroy altogether his ministry.
他更在乎的呢，就是这些假教师呢，对他所做的这个工作有关系。
His teaching and thus his work in the city of Corinth.
他在这个哥林多教会所做的一些工作都会受损。
In other words, Paul was more concerned to maintain the true gospel and the devotions of his people to Christ.
所以保罗更在乎的就是这个福音的真实性。
Paul would therefore resort to all means to prevent the Corinthian congregation from following these false teachers and listen to them.
为了这些使这些信徒能够专一的向主呢，保罗会用尽各样的方法让这些人能够归顺于他。
In today's passage, he was forced to boast about himself.
今天呢，他就为自己来自夸。
Which he so much despised in others for doing so.
而他最讨厌就是别人这样子的来自夸。
As we know in the previous chapters,
我们在之前几章都知道,
Paul had repeatedly insisted to the Corinthians that self-commendation was in fact worthless.
保罗不断地告诉这些哥林多信徒说自我推荐是没有效的。
But because of the false teachers' accusation against him,
可是因为这些假教师这样子来控诉他呢,
and the willingness of some of the Corinthians to believe in them,
而这些哥林多信徒又愿意来听这些假教师的自夸,
so Paul had to boast himself by making comparison with them.
所以保罗不得已只好自夸来跟他们来做比较。
By doing so, he called himself a fool.
他这样做，他说自己是愚妄人。
Because he knows that it's indeed foolish to boast about oneself.
因为自夸的确是愚妄的。
To make the matter worse, he knew that when he boasts or when he did speak about himself, he was deviating from what the Lord has called him to do.
他也知道，当他这样子自夸的时候呢，他就不是按着主的旨意而行。
Nevertheless, the crisis of the Corinth church demanded that he stoop to what he condemned.
可是呢，因为哥林多教会这个危机呢，使他必须完成他所不在乎的事情。
So though reluctantly, he needed to play a fool to win back the Corinthians to the right teaching of Christ.
所以很不得已的呢，他就必须要以自己作为这个愚顽人，来挽回这些哥林多教信徒。
So the title of my sermon is playing a necessary fool for Christ's sake.
所以今天的主题呢，就是为了主的缘故做一个愚顽人。
Paul's opponents have made boastful claims about their position, their abilities, and importance.
而这些保罗的这些攻击者呢，他们就对他们自己所能够做的一切做了很多自夸。
Thus getting them a hearing in the Corinthian church.
让他们能够在哥林多教会里面呢，能够有听众。
At the same time, they diminish Paul's apostolic authority.
也削弱了保罗的使徒的这个身份。
So Paul is fully aware that by imitating their boasting, he is engaging himself in the act of a fool.
所以保罗完全明白说，如果他效法他们的这样的自夸呢，他也是在做一个愚妄人。
He therefore needs to justify himself for doing so.
他必须给做这些事情这样的一种自夸一个理由。
So we now come to the first point of Paul's self-justification of playing a necessary fool.
所以今天的第一点就是保罗怎样为自己辩护，说为什么要做这样的一个愚妄人呢？
Feeling that some of the Corinthians' congregation might think that his boasting to come is anything but foolish.
他害怕说这些哥林多信徒觉得说，他这样子自夸就是他是一个愚妄人。
And thinking that he is a real fool.
把他当成是一个真的愚妄人。
So Paul gives his warning to them in the beginning of today's passage.
所以他一开始就给他们这样的一个提醒了。
He said, I repeat, let no one take me as a fool.
他说，我再说，人不可把我当愚妄人。
But if you do, then receive me just as you would a fool.
纵然如此，也要把我当愚妄人接纳。
So that I may do a little boasting.
叫我可以略略自夸。
In this self-confident boasting, I am not talking as the Lord would, but as a fool.
我说的话不是奉主命说的，而是向愚妄人放胆自夸。
Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast.
既有好些人凭着血气自夸，我也要自夸了。
Paul does not want the Corinthians to accept him as a fool, but as an apostle.
保罗不希望这些哥林多教会把他当成是一个愚妄人，而是一个使徒。
But if playing the fool by boasting himself would make them listen to him,
可是如果能够做这个愚妄人，就能让他们能够来听他的话的话呢
？He would rather play the fool.
那他就甘愿做愚妄人了。
After all, the Corinthians have tolerated the boasting of these false teachers.
毕竟这些哥林多信徒已经容忍了这些假教师的自夸。
They have no trouble accepting these false teachers glorifying themselves.
他们对于这些假教师自夸呢是没有问题的。
By contrast, they are put off by Paul's abject humility.
相反的呢，他们对于这个保罗在那边可怜的在谦虚呢，他们是不屑的。
If the Corinthians will not put up with him when Paul is humble and speaks according to the Lord,
如果这些哥林多信徒不在他谦虚而照着主命的话的时候说的话的时候听他的话，
so Paul reasons that perhaps he will too put up with him. They will put up with him when he acts as a fool by self-boasting.
保罗的理由就是，也许他如果像一个愚妄人这样子自夸的话，他们可能会容忍他。
So Paul, in fact, sarcastically called them wise for their putting up with his enemies' boasting.
保罗非常讽刺的说，哦，他们这样子容忍这些敌人的自夸呢，他们是很精明的哦。
He said, "You gladly put up with fools, since you are so wise."
哦，你既是精明人啊，竟然甘心的忍耐这些愚妄人。
Paul is saying, by bearing with the fools, the Corinthians themselves think they are wise.
保罗是说，他们愿意容忍这些愚妄人呢，他们就自以为是精明的。
But in actual fact, they in fact become as fools, as foolish as the false teachers.
不过呢，其实他们就跟这些假教师一样是愚妄人。
And the Corinthian foolishness is further exemplified by their willingness to allow themselves being exploited by these false teachers.
而他们的这些愚妄的程度呢，甚至就是还包括了他们愿意被这些假教师来剥削。
For Paul, if they are indeed wise enough, they will have never submitted themselves to a series of insults inflicted upon them by these false teachers.
对于保罗来说，如果他们真的是精明人，他们就绝对不会容许这些假教师这样子的来侮辱他们。
So Paul now lists out the five evil actions of the false teachers that the foolish Corinthians have put up with.
所以保罗就说出了这些假教师对于这些愚妄的哥林多信徒呢做的五个可恶的动作。
Paul says, "You even put up with anyone who enslaves you, who exploits you, or to take advantage of you, or pushes himself forward, or slap you in the face."
倘若有人抢你们做奴仆，或者是侵吞你们，或者是掳掠你们，或者是毁骂你们，或者是打你们的脸。
One Bible scholar has made a table of comparison between the behaviors of these four teachers and Paul.
有一个学者就在这里呢做了五个比较。
Which I think is well commented.
就是很好的一个比较。
So look at the false teachers' behavior.
我们来看这些假教师的行为。
They are domineering, exploitative.
他们霸道，他们剥削。
Take advantage of, haughty and abusive.
他们也利用他们，然后他们又骄傲，他们又责骂他们。
In contrast, Paul does not exercise authority over their faith.
保罗呢，却没有用他的这个权柄来做利用他们。
Not a burden to them.
不是他们的负担。
Not crafty or cunning.
也不是狡猾。
Abases himself to exalt them.
他也贬低自己来让他们提高。
Acts as their father.
也像他们的父亲一样。
So the way the wise Corinthians bear with these false teachers must be most surprising to us.
所以这些所谓精明的哥林多信徒呢，这样的容忍这些假教师，对我们来说是非常惊奇的。
They not merely listen to them and accept their boasting.
他不单单只是听他们的这些自夸
，but allow them to trample on them and their rights.
也让他们能够践踏他们的利益。
Paul has never acted in this way.
可是保罗却没有如此。
By his behavior of gentleness towards the Corinthians are interpreted as a sign of weakness.
可是他对于这些哥林多信徒的虚心和温柔呢，却被当成是一种软弱。
But if being strong means doing what his enemies have done,
可是如果能够坚强，就是好像他的这个敌人一样的话。
Paul rather wants to remain weak.
保罗却希望说是软弱的。
So he says in verse 21.
二十一节这么说。
To my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that.
我说这话是羞辱自己，好像我们从前是软弱的。
Paul says he's too weak to the extent that he cannot perform those acts which his enemies have done to the Corinthians.
保罗说他自己软弱到他不能够做这些敌人所做的事情。
So you see, it is the circumstances beyond Paul's control that have forced him into a situation he would have preferred to avoid.
所以我们看到是这些情况呢，使保罗不能够超越了保罗的控制，让他做这些他想做的事情。
He tried to avoid trying to boast about himself.
而他最不想做的呢，就是为自己来自夸。
But Paul knows that if the conventional wisdom in the game of comparison is to prove one's virtues, is to prove one's merits or intellect,
保罗知道说，如果在这个比较的这个游戏里面呢，最重要的就是要来自夸自己有什么美德啦，有什么智慧啦。
Then he will certainly refrain from this kind of competition.
他就故意不要这样子来比较。
In the previous chapter, chapter 10,
在第十章,
he has already made it very clear that we do not dare to classify or compare ourselves with some who commended themselves.
他说得很清楚，我不敢将自己和那推荐的人相列相同列相比。
So when these people measure themselves by themselves,
他们用自己度量自己的时候,
and compare themselves with themselves,
用自己比较自己的时候,
they are not wise, they are foolish.
乃是不通达的。
Thus Paul announces that now you want to enter into this game of comparison by no choice.
保罗说他现在虽然没有选择，他就要来跟他们来做比较。
He wants the Corinthians to know that now he's not talking about as the same person.
他不是用一个理智的方式来比较。
He's out of his mind.
他好像是个疯子一样。
Furthermore, boasting about oneself is not a proper Christian activity.
再说呢，这个自夸绝对不是一个基督徒的行为。
For it's not something that the Lord will approve.
因为这个不是神所能够容许的。
Christians are fools when they engage in this game of comparison.
所以当基督徒能够这样子来比较的时候呢，他们其实是愚妄人。
By boasting about themselves,
这样子的比较,
and that has nothing to do with speaking according to the Lord.
而这不是照着主命而行。
So we see the nature of one's boasting before others.
所以我们看到我们在人面前的这个本质呢。
Whether it's rightly or wrongly,
不管是对的或是错的呢,
it reflects the nature of one's relationship with God.
这就反映了我们跟神的关系的本质。
Paul boasts because his legitimacy as an apostle is being attacked.
保罗自夸是因为他这个使徒的正当性已经被攻击了。
But we must take note of the nature of his boasting.
可是我们要知道他自夸的本质是什么。
His nature of boasting is determined by his understanding of the task that God has given him.
他自夸的本质是在于他认识说神所托付给他的使命是什么。
So for Paul, if someone needs to boast, let him boast in the Lord.
所以保罗来说，要夸口的呢，就当着主夸口。
So brother and sister, if we do need to boast,
弟兄姐妹，如果我们需要自夸的话呢，
you must know that we are playing the necessary fools.
我们知道我们其实是在做必要的愚妄人。
So we must examine our attitudes behind these boastings.
而我们就要看我们自夸后面的态度是什么。
Is it because of a self-confidence?
是因为我们的自豪吗？
Because of self-importance that captivated us to boast?
是因为我们自以为重要，我们就自夸吗？
Or we boast only in what God has done in and through us.
还是我们自夸的都是神在通过我们所做的一切。
Giving credit to God for all we are and all we do.
我们把我们自己和行的都归荣耀给神。
I think Jeremiah chapter 9 verses 23 to 24.
耶利米书第九章这里说,
just now Reverend Xiaowei already cited it in the call of worship.
在宣召的时候所念的。
This is a key to Paul's practice and to know his nature of boasting.
就知道说保罗在自夸的这个本质上应该是怎样的。
Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom.
智慧人不要因自己的智慧自夸口。
Nor the strong man boast of his strength.
勇士不要因他的勇气夸口。
Or the rich man boast of his riches.
财主不要因自己的财物夸口。
But let him who boasts boast about this.
夸口的应该如此。
That he understand and knows me.
因他有聪明认识我是耶和华。
That I am the Lord.
又知道说我是主。
For Paul, what motivated his opponents in their boast is not from the love of Christ.
对保罗来说呢，这些他的敌人这样子的夸口，不是因为他们爱主。
But it's true because of that they feel that they are very important.
而是因为他自以为重要。
But Paul need to adopt his enemies' ways to show how ultimately foolish they are.
不过，所以保罗需要用他这些敌人的方式来使让我们知道说这些人做的是多愚妄的。
So wanting to be better than others in terms of status is foolish.
所以要以地位来比别人强呢，是愚妄的。
Wanting to show oneself better than others in terms of one's achievement is even more foolish.
想要以自己的所做成就来使到自己显得比别人厉害，那是更加愚妄的。
We therefore come to the second point of the purpose of Paul's playing the fool.
我们来到第二点的为什么保罗要做愚妄人的理由。
Indeed, his purpose is to mock the boasting of his opponents.
这个理由呢，就是要嘲笑这些敌人的自夸。
Having qualified himself with appropriate sarcasm,
他用了这个讽刺的话来讲述自己的过后呢。
Paul begins his dreaded boasting by declaring that what anyone else dare to boast about, I also dare to boast about.
他开始自夸的时候，他就说：“然而人在何事上勇敢，我也勇敢。”
Paul's boasting and the counter-attacking of his enemies comprises of four rhetorical questions.
保罗的自夸和他怎样反攻这些敌人呢？是用了四个题目。
It revolved around the themes of being a Hebrew, an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham and a servant of Christ.
那就是做希伯来人、以色列人、亚伯拉罕的后裔和基督的仆人。
These four questions which Paul uses to compare himself with the false teachers can be best viewed with the following arrangement.
这四个题目用这样子的方式来看是最清楚的。
Are they Hebrews? So am I.
他们是希伯来人，我也是。
Are they Israelites? So am I.
他们是以色列人吗？我也是。
Are they seeds of Abraham? So am I.
他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔吗？我也是。
Now these three questions concern Paul's background and origin.
这三个题目呢，讲述的就是保罗的这个背景。
Paul has no trouble matching them element by element.
而保罗对跟他们呢相互比较呢是没有问题的。
No distinction between himself and his enemies.
因为他跟他的敌人在这方面是没有不同的。
But come the fourth question.
可是来到第四个题目的时候,
Are they servants of Christ?
他们也是基督的仆人吗?
Paul never say so am I.
保罗没有说我也是。
Paul say I am more.
他说我更是。
It concerns Paul's apostolic ministry, this question.
因为这个问题在乎了保罗这个使徒的施工。
Paul wants to show there's a great contrast between him and his enemies.
保罗要说出他跟他们比较是有不同的。
To show his superlative nature in his ministry.
他要说他所做的呢超越他们的。
So we see, simply put, the above first three questions deal with Paul's Jewish pedigree.
所以前面三个问题讲述保罗的这个犹太的血统。
Paul has no trouble highlighting his ethnic, religious, and privileged nature of what it means to be a Jew.
保罗没有问题能够来讲述他作为这个犹太人他的这个特别的身份。
Paul called himself a Hebrew.
保罗说他是希伯来人。
That means he boasts of his racial purity.
就是他这个血统上是很纯正的。
His ability to speak Hebrew or Aramaic.
他也可以讲希伯来话或者是亚兰文。
In identifying himself as an Israelite, he boasts of his membership as one of God's chosen people.
当他说他是以色列人的时候，他就是属神的子民的一部分。
In proclaiming that he is also a seed of Abraham,
当他说他是亚伯拉罕的后裔的时候,
he lays claim to the covenant promises that God made to the great patriarch Abraham.
就是他接纳了神所给予这个亚伯拉罕他的世祖的这些约的承诺。
Abraham is also his ancestor.
亚伯拉罕就是他的世祖。
So in short, Paul boasts that he is a pure-blooded Hebrew, just like his opponents.
所以保罗在这边自夸，他就是跟他的敌人一样，就是很纯正的希伯来人。
But when it comes to the fourth question concerning the true nature as a minister of Christ,
可是来到第四个问题，讲述作为这个。 基督的牧者的真正身份的时候，
Paul claims to be Christ's minister in a superlative nature.
保罗说他作为神的仆人是更加的，比这些敌人更加好。
Clearly, Paul's opponents must claim themselves to be servants of Christ.
所以很肯定的，保罗的敌人也说自己是基督的仆人。
But in actual fact, Paul calls them in the previous verses, that's last week, passage, as servants of Satan.
可是保罗却说这些人呢是撒旦的仆人。
They are actually disguising themselves as apostles of Christ.
他们是在假装说自己是基督的仆人。
Paul says, okay, even though you hold on to the claim that you are servants of Christ,
保罗说，虽然你说自己是基督的仆人,
he now enumerates how he eclipses them.
他说，我却在这几方面呢比你更好。
Paul's enemies might have expected him to say something like this.
保罗的敌人可能以为说保罗会说这些话。
to prove that he's more superior than them.
来展示说自己更好。
They will expect Paul to say, "I have established more churches than you are."
可能会说，我比你建立更多的教会。
I preach most gospel in more lands and to more ethnic groups.
我在更多的地方把这个福音广传。
Compared to you, I have won more converts.
我有更多的信徒归随者。
I have written more books, more letters.
我写了更多的书信。
I have raised more money.
我筹了更多的钱。
And I've seen more visions than you.
我看到了更多的意象。
But on the contrary, Paul did not say this.
保罗却这些一样都没有说。
Instead, he gives a long list of his difficult experiences, which paradoxically characterize his apostolic ministry.
他却说出了这一大连串的这个苦难，反而呢，这些就很带出了他的这个使徒的事工。
This long list describes the hardships and sufferings that reflect Paul's weaknesses.
这连串的苦难呢，就把保罗的软弱带出来了。
We are not going into details this long list of Paul's hardships.
我们今天就不详细的来看这一大连串的苦难。
If I do so, the sermon will end by 12.
要不然讲到就讲不完了。
So someone broadly classified this long list of sufferings.
所以这苦难呢分三大种。
One is the suffering at the hands of others.
一个呢就是在别人的手中所遭去的苦难。
Including exposing to death.
就包括受死。
The other one is the loss of the ordinary necessity of life.
第二呢，就是得不到日常所需的。
For example, food, clothing, sleep.
食物、衣服、睡眠。
These which could come through the action of others and from the sheer danger and difficulties of travel in those days.
这就是当时候旅行所带来的困难，或者是别人使他所受的。
And the third one is the inward stress from Paul himself, his heart.
而第三呢，就是在他心里所受的这些压力
，worrying about his churches，
因为他担忧他的教会
，in particular his concern for the weak and for those who stumble，
特别是他为着那些软弱或者是那些跌倒的关心。
So we see Paul's opponents claim to be servants of Christ through boasting about their Jewish heritage。
所以保罗的敌人说自己是他们是基督的仆人，因为他自己有很好的犹太血统。
And they boast about their glorious, victorious lives.
而他们把他们自己的生活多么美好，多么成功。
As if they are the evidences of their apostleship.
好像这些自夸呢，就能够带出他们就是使徒。
For Paul, likewise, he boasts his Jewish pedigree to match them.
保罗虽然也是跟他们在这个犹太血统上一样跟他们同等的。
But Paul's main attack and mocking of them is that even though they claim to be servants of Christ, he is more superior than them.
可是保罗攻击他们的说，虽然他们说他们是基督的仆人，可是他却比他们更好。
It's because of his hardships and sufferings that he has endured for the sake of the gospel.
因为他所为这个福音所受的种种的苦难。
So we see Paul in fact rejecting his enemy's criteria of using strength and power to legitimate one's apostleship.
所以保罗在这里呢，是完全的推翻他们把自己当成是神的仆人的这个使徒的这个正当性的这个准则。
In other words, it is not their glorious life that proves them to be servants of Christ.
所以不是因为他们生活的多美好，才证实说他们是基督的仆人。
It is the hardships and sufferings.As listed out by Paul, that are the evidences of his superiority.
相反的是，保罗所列出的这种种的苦难，这才形容说他才是真正神的仆人，而他是超越他们的。
These are the evidences that speak against them.
而这就是反述这些他的敌人的。
So Paul is in fact using the reverse comparison.
所以保罗其实是用反面的比较
，to show that it is suffering, not success, that authenticates one's.To be one as servants of Christ.
所以是苦难而不是成功来证实说他的确是神的这个使徒。
So Paul entering the game with them actually say that you are actually a true fool.
所以当保罗这样子的跟他们比较的时候，就证明说这些人是愚妄人。
Furthermore, Paul wants to highlight that a genuine servant of Christ is to show his personal concern for his congregation.
而第二呢，保罗又说，就是他真这样子的来关心他的这些信徒呢，就是真正是神的仆人
，and not in the way to exploit them。
而他没有像他的敌人这样子的剥削他们。
Paul therefore is outraged to see his enemies acting haughtily and take advantage of the Corinthians。
所以保罗看到他的这些敌人呢这样子的高傲，而利用这些哥林多信徒，他非常生气。
By associating himself with the weak，
因为他跟这些软弱的人他认同。
He burns with indignation when others scandalize them。
所以当其他人这样子的毁辱他们的时候呢，他非常生气。
So we see the key to Paul's boasting is found in his willingness to boast in his hardships and weaknesses.
所以这个, 保罗的自夸的重点呢，就是他愿意来为着他的所受的苦难来自夸。
And it is this characteristic more than any other that distinguishes his boasting from that of his enemies.
而是他自夸跟其他人的自夸的不同，就是这样子的一个特征。
Affirming their pure-blooded Jewish pedigree and their glorious service record, Paul's opponent does claim to be servants of Christ.
保罗的敌人把自己的这个犹太血统和他们所做的种种的攻击呢，认为说自己就是神的仆人。
But Paul has overthrown all these criteria used by them.
可是保罗把这些所有的准则全部都抛开了。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
it is not your Christian pedigree, no matter how pure you are.
不是你的这个基督徒的这个血统，不管你有多纯正。
Or your baptized status,
或者你这个, 已经洗礼的身份,
or your regular Sunday attendance,
或者是因为你每个礼拜天都来教会,
or even your impeccable service record,
或者就是你在教会里面所做的种种的侍奉,
that enable you to call yourself servants of Christ.
不是这些让你能够成为基督的, 仆人。
It is the grace of God and the power of Christ revealed in your lives.
是神的恩典还有基督的力量在你生命中彰显，
reveal in your services to others，
而在你通过服侍别人的时候，
that qualify you as servants of Christ，
才能使你成为基督的仆人。
To this of course we must add the empowerment of the Holy Spirit in our lives，
我们也要加上 这个圣灵的能力。
Paul has also shown us that identifying with the weak and caring for the weak is no less a sacred service than doing a big project for the church.
保罗也让我们看到，这个帮助那些软弱的人和跟他们认同呢，其实是没有比这些在教会里面做这些东西更少的神圣。
When you take care, look after a weak,
当我们跟这些软弱的人认同的时候，帮助他们的时候，
is no less a sacred service than leading a growing ministry.
而也没有比当在教会里面做一个不断发展的事工呢，更少的神圣。
In fact, many commentators agree that Paul's greatest suffering rested in his pastoral heart.
所以其实他这个保罗所受的最大的苦难就是他这个牧者的心。
He says, besides everything else, I face daily the pressure of my concern for all the churches.
除了外面的事，我也为众教会挂心的事，天天压在我的身上。
He says, who is weak and I do not feel weak?
有谁软弱，我不软弱呢？
Who is led into sin, I do not inwardly burn?
有谁跌倒，我不焦急呢？
In other words, Paul's great heart rose and fell with his people.
所以保罗牧者的心呢，跟着他的这个会众一样的起伏。
Paul's becoming weak when his people were weak.
当他的软弱的时候，他也软弱。
This testifies to his empathy.
这就是说他跟他们认同。
His feeling for his people.
他也关心他们。
And this is what Paul wants us to learn as servants of Christ.
保罗就是向我们学习，这样子才是基督的仆人。
Paul is conscious that the catalog of these hardships and suffering that he has listed,
保罗很小心地列出这一连串的这个苦难。
The Corinthians might view it as an indication of his endurance rather than weaknesses.
他很害怕这些哥林多信徒把他当成是哇，他这样子能够忍耐。
Although Paul has already explained in the previous chapters,
保罗虽然在之前的几章，
that he's able to endure and overcome all this hardship is because God's power is at work in him.
已经说明了他能够这样子的忍耐是因为神的能力在他身上。
Nevertheless, the least of all these sufferings does not highlight actually his weaknesses.
可是这一连串的苦难没有很好的说明他到底软弱在哪里。
Highlight his endurances, yes.
他有把他的这个忍耐表明出来是有的。
So the Corinthians may put the wrong focus on Paul's endurance rather than he wants to claim that he's weak.
所以这些哥林多信徒可能把焦点放在他的忍耐，而不是放在他的软弱。
And to make the matter worse, they might even misinterpret that if someone can successfully conquer endurance, then they will qualify them as more godly than others.
更可怕的是，如果他们误解了，就是一个人如果能够有百般的忍耐呢，哇，这样这个人就更加的神圣。
Thus, Paul need to switch gears now.
所以保罗必须换挡。
He now turns to an episode that highlights his clear witness.
所以他就把一个事件呢提出来，清楚地表明他是软弱的。
After all, I mentioned that Paul was forced to boast.
所以保他刚才已经说明了，保罗是被逼要来自夸。
So he entered into a reverse comparison.
所以他就用反面的这个比较来跟他的敌人争辩明。
To prove himself to be the exact opposite of them.
使他们看到说他跟这些敌人是完全不同的。
And by boasting his weaknesses.Will allow him to expound on God's grace in him.
所以，如果他可以以他的弱点来自夸的话呢，就能够说明神的恩典的大。
So we come to the third aspect of Paul's playing the necessary fool.
所以我们来到这个保罗做愚妄人的第三点
，which is to glorify God's power in his weakness.
就是要通过他自己的软弱来荣耀神。
Before narrating this single escape event,
所以在讲述他这个逃亡的这个事件的时候
，Paul made a summary statement.
他做了一个总结。
If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness.
我若必须自夸，就夸那关乎我软弱的事便了。
And he invokes God's name to verify what he is about to say.
而他又讲运用了神的名来讲他说要讲的事。
In other words, Paul is telling the Corinthians that he's speaking to them in the presence of God.
保罗告诉这些哥林多信徒，他是在神的面前讲这件事件。
And he's telling them the truth.
所以他所说的是真的。
So Paul now singles out his escape event.From Damascus,
保罗就把他这个在从大马士逃离的事件讲出来
，to exemplify his weakness,
来讲述他到底有多软弱。
So he recalls,
他说
，In Damascus, the governor under King Aretas had the city guarded in order to arrest me.
在大马士亚里达王手下的提督把守大马士城要抓拿我。
But I was lowered in a basket from the window in the wall and slipped through his hands.
我就从窗户中从筐子里从城墙上被人坠下去，脱离了他的手。
Hiding in a basket is not something that someone with power would do.
躲在一个筐子里并不是一个有权势的人所做的。
Why should Paul tell this story with such an obvious sense of weakness and shame?
为什么保罗要这样羞辱、这样软弱的故事讲出来呢？
Why must he put himself under oath as if this is so hard to believe?
为什么他要把自己宣誓来讲这样的事情，好像这个东西很难相信一样？
The key to the answer comes from the name of the city called Damascus.
重点就是这个是一个讲的是大马士城。
It was the Damascus that Paul went as a proud Pharisee, full of authority, to seek out and destroy the people called Christians.
保罗就是以自己是一个法利赛人，带着权柄要去消灭这些基督徒，前往的城市就是大马士城。
But it was on the road to that city that he met Christ.
可是也就是在这条路上呢，他遇见了主
，and received his call.
而得到了呼召。
In his letter to the Galatians, we are told that Paul went into Arabia.
在加拉太书，我们知道说保罗后来去了Arabia.
In the region of modern Jordan.
其实就是在现代的约旦的地方。
Immediately after his call.
在他宣召之后。
Now the region was under the control of Nabateans.
这个地方呢是由这个拿巴甸的人管制的。
Now Nabateans are the same ethnic origin as other people of Arabia.
拿巴甸这些人呢就是阿拉伯的后人。
Though Paul does not tell us why he is being sought.
保罗虽然没有告诉我们为什么他要被抓。
Most commentators believe that his preaching in the region of Arabia may have disturbed some of the Nabatean's population.
保罗说，就是他在这个阿拉伯这个地方宣教的时候呢，使这些拿巴甸的人不舒服。
Thereby incurring the wrath of King Aretas.
而这个亚里达王呢就生气了。
So accordingly, when Paul returned to Damascus,
所以当保罗回到大马士的时候
，the king will have ordered his governor of that city to apprehend him.
所以这个亚里达王就叫这个大马士的提督呢抓他。
So we see before encountering Christ.
所以在面对基督认识基督之前
，Paul had originally left for Damascus to persecute Christians.
他本来是要去大马士来这个逼迫基督徒的。
But after meeting Christ, he ended up leaving Damascus as a persecuted Christian.
可是认识了基督呢，他却是一个被迫的基督徒呢，离开了大马士。
The hunter now becomes the hunted.
所以猎人成为了猎兽。
And this escape event exemplified his weakness.
所以这个逃亡的事件呢，就证明了他是软弱的。
And it occurs at the very beginning of Paul's ministry.
而就在保罗的事工的开始，就是这样子了。
So in actual fact, Paul views the incident in Damascus as a paradigm for his life.
所以保罗把他在大马士所遭遇的呢，就成为他的这个生命的写照。
For what is to come in his apostolic ministry.
而就是他事工所要发生的种种事情。
It is as if Paul is saying like this.
保罗好像就是在说。
This is how my ministry begins.
我的事工就这样开始。
As a weak person,
我就是一个软弱的人。
And this is how it will continues.
而就是这样子的不断的延续。
In other words, his weakness will be at the heart of his calling.
所以他的软弱呢，就是他的这个呼召的中心点。
From the very beginning of his apostleship,
从他的这个做使徒的一开始就是如此。
But he knows very well that God's strength will be perfected in his weaknesses.
可是呢，神的力量在他的软弱中得以完全。
It is possible that Paul's enemy may have used these incidents against Paul as a proof of Paul's cowardice.
很可能呢，保罗的敌人就用他这个逃亡的事件来证明说保罗呢是懦弱的。
Paul, however, has found a way to boast in it.
可是保罗却用一个方式，这样的一个方式呢，来自夸。
Because Paul knows from the very outset of his ministry, when he escaped the clutches of King Aretas, he knows that God has been working in him.
因为保罗知道，当他能够这样子的来逃在大马士城逃离这个亚里达王的这个首长的时候呢，神就已经在他的生命中工作了。
So later in chapter 12, he declares.
所以在第十二章的时候，他这样子的来说
，I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用，因为
So that Christ's power may rest on me.
是基督的力量在我的身上能够行。
That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness.
所以我为了基督的缘故，就以软，
I delight in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties.
就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦、为可喜乐的。
And he concludes, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
所以他在我什么时候软弱，就什么时候刚强了。
Paul's weakness is the same weakness that is that of as that of the crucified Christ.
所以保罗的软弱呢，就跟基督受难的基督呢是一样的软弱。
From this weakness, it flows God's power.
因为就从这样子的软弱，神的力量得以流入。
So brothers and sisters, what is our natural tendency?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的所倾向的是什么呢
？Is it to hide our weaknesses?
是要蒙蔽我们的这个软弱吗？
We always want to act strong.
我们常常就是要逞强。
To think we have all the strength and wisdom to put all the acts together.
我们有所有的智慧和能力，把一切都能够做得妥善。
And we think we know exactly what to do in life.
我们生命中要做什么，我们都知道。
But Paul let us see that his apostleship begins with an act of weakness.
可是保罗却让我们看到，他做使徒一开始的时候就是一个软弱的人。
His shameful escape from Damascus.
这样子的羞愧的要来逃离这个大马士城。
And he let us know his weakness continues in his ministry as a servant of Christ.
而且他也让我们知道他的软弱呢，就在他的一生的事工里面这样子的不断的延续。
So as believers in Christ, we should not be afraid to admit to our weaknesses.
所以作为基督徒来说呢，我们不应该害怕承认我们的软弱。
Because rightly handled, our weaknesses will serve to extol Christ's strength in our lives.
因为妥善的处理我们的软弱，就成为能够彰扬基督的力量的方式。
And in our ministries,
也通过我们的事工。
By embracing our weaknesses, we give them to Christ.
当我们包容我们的软弱的时候，我们就把它交在基督的手里。
And they will become occasions of His strength and glory.
而就成为他的力量和荣耀的时候。
Someone remarks that he knows a Christian leader.
有人说他知道一个基督徒的领袖。
Who openly advises his colleagues never to admit their weaknesses?
告诉他的伙伴说：“哎，你们千万不要承认自己的软弱。”
Because he say by doing so, you might give your opponents an advantage.
他说：“如果你承认的话呢，你就给你的敌人一个能够攻击你的时候。”
Sadly to say, those as a leader.
很可悲的呢，就是虽然他是一个领袖
，He thinks and acts like Paul's enemies.
可是他的行动呢，却像这个保罗的敌人。
He is indeed drawn to the society model of power and success.
因为他被这个世代的这个成功还有权势的方式呢所吸引了。
So it's not by boasting about our education.
所以我们不要以我们的这个学历来自夸。
Our bank accounts.
我们的银行户口。
Our successes or strengths.
我们的成功，我们的力量。
Our productivity in lives.
或者我们生活有多美满。
They don't make us more acceptable. Christ.
他们不会使我们更加的能够被耶稣基督所接受。
We are accepted by Christ because we are weak in our weaknesses.
我们被耶稣基督所接受，因为我们的软弱。
And that is the only thing we can boast about.
而这是我们唯一能够自夸的。
So in humble trust, we must believe that Christ will turn our weaknesses to strength for His own sake.
所以以谦虚的信赖呢，我们来相信说神能够使我们的软弱成为刚强，为着自己的缘故。
May God continue to bless you.
愿主继续的祝福我们。我们现在来收奉献。